Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is April 5th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Mass spectrometric proteome profiling, using a deep spectral library, reveals homogenization of right and left atrial proteomes in persistent atrial fibrillation patients. This study revealed a homogenization of the right and left atrial proteomes in patients with persistent atrial fibrillation. Researchers used a proteomic approach to investigate atrial fibrillation-associated remodeling in the right atrium relative to the left atrium. The data showed that protein profiles in both atria become similar during persistent atrial fibrillation. This finding indicates widespread atrial remodeling extending beyond the left atrium in this patient population. Article number 2. Single nucleus RNA sequencing and functional in vivo studies revealed TCF21 as a protective regulator in cardiac fibrosis. Single nucleus RNA sequencing and functional in vivo studies demonstrated that TCF21 acts as a protective regulator in cardiac fibrosis. This research specifically identified TCF21 as a novel cell-specific candidate gene involved in cardiac fibrosis. The study validated the functional impact of TCF21 using both in vitro and in vivo models. These findings offer a significant breakthrough for cardiac fibrosis, an untreatable contributor to mortality in chronic heart disease. Article number 3. How accurate is inpatient blood pressure measurement? This study assessed the performance of routine blood pressure measurements in a major teaching hospital. Observations were conducted across 3 non-critical care wards: aged care, acute surgical, and hematology over a 3-week period. The investigation revealed that no existing guidelines for accurate inpatient blood pressure measurement are currently in place. This highlights a critical need for standardized quality techniques in this clinical setting. Article number 4. Epicardial to endocardial activation gradients and conduction block during atrial fibrillation in the human left atrial posterior wall. This study characterized endocardial and epicardial left atrial posterior wall activation in humans during atrial fibrillation. Researchers identified epicardial to endocardial activation gradients and conduction blocks within the left atrial posterior wall. The findings demonstrated the prevalence of asynchronous endocardial-epicardial conduction in this region for patients with symptomatic non-paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. This research provides crucial insights into three-dimensional myocardial activation patterns during atrial fibrillation. Article number 5. MR1. Derived wall thickness heterogeneity in hypertrophic cardiomyopathy and in carriers of sarcomeric gene mutations. This study demonstrated that wall thickness standard deviation, reflecting wall thickness heterogeneity, improves the identification of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy and sarcomere mutation carriers. Researchers utilized cardiac magnetic resonance imaging in 382 healthy controls, 297 patients with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, and 82 sarcomere mutation carriers. The data showed that this measure helps identify early or subtle phenotypes missed by absolute wall thickness cutoffs. This method enhances diagnostic capabilities, particularly for mutation carriers. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.